USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is continuing to move up the East Coast and is about 300 miles south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. The storm is moving northeast at 24 miles an hour with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Republican Governor Henry McMaster updates us on the status of his state.
The rules with a hurricane are you get people out of the way as quickly, as safely as you can, and then when the threat is gone, get them back in as quickly and as safely as you can, and that's where we are now.
The U.S. economy added 130,000 payroll jobs in August, the Labor Department reported. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. For the third consecutive month, remaining near its 50-year low. Wall Street's reaction to those numbers, the Dow rose 69 points to close at 26,797. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Santa Barbara, California Sheriff Bill Brown says they have a better idea what killed 34 people during that Labor Day dive boat fire.
So the cause of death, the preliminary indications are that the cause of death was smoke inhalation.
The sheriff, who is also the coroner, says the bodies show no signs of being burned to death. He says 18 of the victims have been identified by using DNA kits. The sheriff continues.
The belief is that the victims died and that the burn damage to the victims was post-mortem and not anti-mortem. In other words, it occurred after death and not before death.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is being pressed about whether the U.S. might be heading towards a recession.
So we're not forecasting or expecting a recession. The most likely outlook for the United States economy is still moderate growth.
Paul made those remarks during a conference in Switzerland. Now, President Trump has been hammering the Fed to lower interest rates to promote growth in a more robust economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to political news, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden held a town hall in New Hampshire, and he discussed the importance of the upcoming election.
This election is different than any election, no matter how young or old you are, you've ever participated in. And the words of presidents matter. They matter no matter who they are. The world listens. The words of a president can send, they can move markets. They can send brave women and men to war. They can appeal to our better angels of our nature.
As the United States prepares on Sunday to celebrate Grandparents' Day, research is showing more and more of them have become primary caregivers for their grandchildren. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Nationwide, 2.7 million grandparents are raising their grandchildren due to a variety of issues like financial hardship, addictions, incarceration, domestic violence, or divorce. An estimated 5.8 million children are now living with their grandparents. Many of these grandparents have their own limitations, including living below the poverty line or a health issue. A number of states have recognized this social change, offering monthly subsidies to kinship families to help grandparents with the financial burden. One source from your state may be temporary assistance for needy families, or you can check out benefitscheckup.org and type in your zip code.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.